It's better if we're seated. If we're not, I'm gonna get in trouble with the with the staff from FOSDEM. And there's plenty of space, so it's good. Our next speaker is gonna tell you how we manage crashes in Firefox, probably. Enjoy.
Hello all, I'm Giancarlo. I'm a local, I live a little bit outside of Belgium. And I manage the OS integration team in Firefox. And today I'll be talking to you about your probably least favorite Firefox feature, and that's what happens if you have a crash. I'll skip through the agenda, because we're a bit short on time. Straight to definitions. What's crash rate? Say there's 100 people in the room. Alex here in the first room has his Firefox crashed 5 times. We say, okay, there's a 5% crash rate today. The other metric we use is crash incidents. Say Alex and Sylvestre, they both have their Firefox crash 3 times. So we say we have a crash incidence of 2%, because that's 2 that had a crash. Which one of those is more important? It's a bit arguable, but for various reasons, some of which will become clear during the talk, most of my data here is going to be about crash incidents, and that's the number we track most closely. What can cause Firefox to crash? Well, the first and most obvious one is just Firefox bugs, programming errors. That's probably what you thought this talk was going to be about, but plot twist, it's largely not. It's about other causes. An important reason for Firefox crashes is running out of memory. The browser has to execute the JavaScript on the web page and do whatever the web page says, so it's somewhat limited in its freedom, and this can cause it to run out of memory. There's various machine configurations which can make this worse, like running on a